Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
This is a proud moment for the United States Senate.
May well be a need for a fourth package, maybe even a fifth.
I want to thank the American people for answering the call.
You can't sacrifice human life.
So I know he's doing all he can.
We got to get this economy going again.
It's not clear why people are lying about this.
We the people, we hold these truths, etc.
You know that thing. Mm. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning, March 26th, which I'm told by the ladies back in the studio has a unique significance today. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was supposed to be opening day.
Oh, my gosh.
I wow. know. Yeah.
Wow. How did that happen?
How different our world is right now.
No kidding. Yeah.
No kidding. I know it wasn't home opening day for the Cardinals, but
no.
Today's the day Major League Baseball should have kicked off its season.
Yeah.
And now we don't know, right? They're like everything else, that's kind of
I'm sure
up
they've
the
got
air.
Plan A through Z going in as far as what will happen moving forward when we're finally given the green light to start living our lives again.
Yeah.
Yes.
We actually one agent, MLB agent Scott Boras, has sent a couple of proposals, and one of them would have the World Series landing on Christmas Day. Game 6 of the World Series.
There's just so many complications with that because you would have to hold the World Series in certain locations, right?
Oh,
weather-wise.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
So you could technically be having the World Series not at, you know, at a neutral site between the teams instead of ever having like a home field advantage type thing.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL might have an opinion on that too, right?
True.
Because baseball usually ends sometime in October, and at mm-hmm. that point you're well into the NFL season, and then they have their Super Bowl in usually what, February? So it's going to mess everything up if we're still playing baseball on Christmas.
Yeah,
it'll be done before it'd be done before the NFL stuff, you know, before Super Bowl and everything.
Yeah, well, shortly, but barely. Yeah. Anyway, just another example of how things are kind of upside down. I mean, here we're on day two of me broadcasting from my home office. 2 days into my quarantine, the dog is hiding behind the couch because she doesn't want to take any more walks.
No, like, not
please.
Again.
I'm just kidding. When I said the dog, I swear the dog's head popped up in front of my desk to look at me because she knows.
She thinks it's time for a walk.
She's a good girl.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She's up, and everybody's posting pictures of their pets on social media because they've got nothing else to
their
talk about.
Their
right
pets and
now,
their food. Right? Look what I baked today.
Look, I made food today at home. It's odd. Oh, boy. In case people are just tuning in this morning, the Senate passed this stimulus bill, the CARES Act, 96-0 last night, I think was the final vote on that. And it certainly has some stuff in it that not everybody's going to be happy about. We find out at the last minute that they got rid of most of what Nancy Pelosi tried to shove into it as pork, but there were still quite a few things in it that the big chunks of America would not have preferred be in it. Like for example, funding for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm sure that theaters all across the country are wondering why they weren't on that gravy train. But for some reason, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. got $25 million added to its budget to make sure they can get up and running again when this thing's over with. And that's just one example. They did manage to get rid of, I understand, the language about the sort of Green New Deal language, putting mileage improvement standards on airlines and all this other crazy stuff that really had nothing to do with helping the country recover. Mm-hmm. They did put $1,200 in for everybody, right? If you make below, basically, if you make below $100,000 as an individual and below $199,000 as a couple, you're going to get some sort of cash. It starts decreasing above $75,000 and $150,000. That number goes down. It's supposed to be $500 for every child that you have at home. So congratulations to those people who have 8 or 10 children. They're going to be getting a windfall. That's kind of how it came down. There are guarantees in there for, like, one of the things you're not going to like. People who go on unemployment, you know, draw what, 65% of their salary? I forget what the specific percentage is. This would boost that number by another $600. Ben Sasse and some of the Republicans realized at the last minute, the way it was worded, people could be unemployed making more than they made when they were fully employed. And they tried to put a cap on that at 100% of your, whatever your salary was before you lost your job. And that failed. So now, technically, the incentive to go back to work is higher than it would be to stay, to be employed, right? It's kind of upside down. There's a limit on that. But I think mm-hmm. that portion expires sometime this summer. So at least there would be a limit on how far that would go. That's just an example of some of the things we're finding in this bill. And now we find out that we may not be voting on it in the House until sometime on Friday, because Nancy Pelosi, who famously said we have to pass the bill to see what's in it when it came to Obamacare, suddenly wants 24 hours to read this one. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that she probably has something else she wants to add to it, and then it would have to be conferenced back to the Senate to be tweaked. So Lord knows what we're in for in the next 24 hours, but we're going to keep an eye on it. We've got Senator Roy Blunt coming up in the next hour, and hopefully he sheds a little bit of light on, excuse me, I don't have a cough button here at home. In the studio, I have a cough button that I can push that temporarily silences me so you don't have to listen to me choke like that. But anyway.
You're right. You're forgiven.
I'm doing okay. We got Senator Blunt coming up. He'll be able to kind of explain, hopefully in detail, what some of these negotiations were like, why it took so long, how quickly they're going to be able to disperse some of this cash to small businesses. I've been trying to read through this thing. I mean, quite frankly, if you've ever read a bill that's come out of Congress, any bill, then this one's 1,000 pages long. It's like reading a puzzle. I'm not saying you have to be a lawyer to be able to read it, but it would certainly help. I may have to draft my daughter and have her help me decipher this thing. Seriously, it's crazy. Hey, quick break here. How about that? 314-241-9797. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. We got the doctor in the house at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Randy Tobler. We'll be right back. He went cruising down
the bill. None of us want to be cooped up in our homes. Just as the weather is turning nice, just as spring break travel plans were approaching, just as the campaign for the presidency is kicking into high gear. It's unfair to all of us, and it's unnecessary for all of us, but it's necessary in fact. It's necessary for all of us to have to deal with it.
Anybody have any idea what Joe's talking about?
I was just going to ask you. Can you translate?
It's unnecessary, but it's necessary.
We need translators for Biden speak.
We do. We do need translators for Biden. Every Democrat in America is secretly hoping that his family like just goes ahead and pats him on the back and walks him off into the sunset, and so they can draft Andrew Cuomo. I know they are. I've seen their articles on mainstream media. Democrats secretly wishing Andrew Cuomo could be drafted at their convention. So
how does that work? Can they actually do that? If Biden has the majority of delegates, are they allowed to push him out and put somebody else in, or would he have to step back?
As I understand it, particularly if they don't end up holding all of these primaries, because some of them have already been delayed, and who knows if they're going to get them rescheduled. And when they do, how fair is the vote if some people clearly were afraid to go vote? I think they potentially could end up with, if they cancel their convention, they could end up with the equivalent of a brokered convention.
Yeah,
they could. I don't know. I wish I had the answer for that. Hmm. I mean, I'm sure there are scenarios out there where that could be the case, and they could try to draft somebody other than Biden. I'm sure there might be some pushback with the mainstream media. They're really anybody who's blue is who they're vote for the blue, I think, is the phrase the left is using these days. They don't care who runs against Donald Trump. They don't care if it's somebody who's clearly on the verge of losing his faculties. They don't care. And imagine the shape this country would be in with somebody like that in charge. Mm. I mean, it's frightening.
It is frightening.
It really is. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just real quick on the Biden thing. I was wearing my Where's Hunter t-shirt yesterday.
Nice.
And I thought, that's probably the one guy in the country that's happy about this quarantine.
No kidding.
Everybody stop looking for him.
No one cares where Hunter is right now.
He's on lockdown.
On the downside, I mean, some of his favorite haunts are shut down, though, too, because of the whole social distancing thing.
I just thought he probably appreciated people couldn't get to him.
Maybe you can check in with his baby mama and see how she's doing these days.
Oh, boy. She can't get to him, though.
I'm just saying. She's too far away. That's funny. I've got the final CARES Act pulled up in front of me for people that are listening this morning. It is called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, and it's 1,000 pages long. I'm sorry, it's 880 pages long. I was just a little bit over there on my estimate. And it's hard to make heads or tails out of what's what, because I jokingly said earlier that it's $1,200 a person and then $500 for every child you have. So that families with a lot of children are going to get a much bigger check. And I swear I'm sitting here in my office and my phone lights up. Because in the back of my head, when I was thinking about friends of mine I know who have a lot of children, the first person that popped into my head was my friend Matt Chambers at Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
He texts me and he goes, thank you for the congratulatory mention. He said, six kids should equal dollars, which I thought was just hilarious.
He does have a lot of kids. Wow, six kids.
He's got a good sense of humor about it. Maddie, thank you for chiming in this morning. I appreciate that.
I've been having a little bit of fun with him here on the text messaging. I told him he's going to be single-handedly responsible for jump-starting the economy.
No pressure, though, Matt.
No pressure. Don't feel any pressure out there, Chambers. You're doing a great job over there.
It's all your social distancing. We've been watching you in the morning. We know what's going on over there at Channel 4. Hey, let me get to Greg here online, too, if you guys don't mind. Greg, good morning to you.
Thanks, Mark, for taking my call.
I just wanted
to give you my views on what's been taking place here. Trump says we're in a war, and this virus is an assault on our freedom. The Democrats say that putting America back to work is not worth the sacrifice. Well, apparently, when we go to war, the sacrifice of our young men for freedom apparently is worth it, but now it's not. The only way to fight this virus is the power of America working. And I think that putting us back to work is worth the sacrifice. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we have a cure for this corona. It's just not being used in the 1,000 cases that these people died. And this thing with the prisons, let's be real. Prison is a quarantine, and they're going to let them out of prison. You think these prisoners are going to quarantine themselves? Where's their honor at?
Yeah, I think
this whole thing is a joke, and I hope Greg, that Blunt will vote against it when it comes back to the Senate.
Yeah, I'll ask him about that, Greg. Thank you for the phone call this morning. Yeah, I appreciate that. It'll be interesting to see, because if this goes to the House and Pelosi drags it out and it has to go to a full vote of the House, and bear in mind, there are members like Ann Wagner who are quarantined right now, this is going to drag out for at least another day, and it may not get done tomorrow. So we've got Roy Blunt coming up in the next hour. We will get to him. Plus, we've got Randy Tobler. The doctor is in. When we come back, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
So in my wildest dreams, I never believed we would pass a bill that would give you a pay raise if you got unemployed. I want people to get their income while they're unemployed, but I don't want to increase their wages because you incentivize people to leave their job.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list and a statue.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning from his own Liberty Lair. I guess I'm going to have to come up with a name for mine, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was going to ask you about that. I think you ought to have a show maybe on one of the music stations calling it Shock Jock in Place. What do you think?
Oh, I like it.
How would that work?
Nice. Nice. So we're trying to dig through this CARES Act. I know you heard Lindsey Graham there coming out talking about this unemployment benefit. Where you'll be able to make more being unemployed than you made working. That's not disincentivizing anything, is it?
No, you know, I think that this results from the Senate and the soon to be the House are capitulating to the progressive hordes on the left, and they're increasing in number. And I think this is a result, Mark, of the thought that the man, meaning anyone who owns a small business, whether it's the ice cream shop down the street or, GE, is evil. And we don't dare ever consider anymore that the best, very best way to have people employed, fulfilled, feel great when they put bread on the table for their family at night is to have a job. Because, by God, that man is evil and cruel, and he's just a tyrant. He's just Mr. Potter, out of It's a Wonderful Life. And so we just have to give money to the people. We have to take from the man and give it to the people, because that's the right way to do things. This is really a reflection of the progressive/socialist movement in this country, Mark. And I think in order to get something done, the GOP on both sides had to capitulate. That's the only way I can figure this.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we're going to find out what that means when it gets to the House. Listen to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who, like Rahm Emanuel, is always willing to take advantage of a crisis. To cut 10.
This bill is very helpful, but it's just the first step.
Yes, this is just the first step, Randy. You have to understand. So now Nancy Pelosi is going to get this in the House, and she's already said, now, wait a minute, put the brakes on. There's no way we can do unanimous consent on this bill, which would mean everybody's just in agreement and it passes. We're going to have suddenly 24 hours to read it and determine what else we want to try to leverage out of this before we send it back to the Senate. That's sad.
It's very concerning. And I'm going to tell you something, Mark, that I think folks in the metro area, they may not feel it right now the way people in rural Missouri and rural America are feeling it. But I can tell you, I was on a call on Monday afternoon with Senators Blunt and Hawley and their legislative aides. And, I go up to D.C. at least a couple times a year, and I talk with the senators and or their aides. And I can tell you that there is a existential threat to at least 50% of America's rural hospitals, Missouri included. We are not an exemption. Of closure within the next 6 weeks.
Wow.
Most small, and I was quoted in a Kaiser News Foundation piece. I actually made it to NPR.org, and people can, I'll tweet it out after the story again. But they interviewed a few of us in Missouri and across the fruited plains, including Georgia, which isn't a fruited plain. But I mean, rural hospitals run basically hand to mouth, generally a few payrolls worth in cash. I know at our little hospital up in Northeast Missouri, it's about, oh, 3 to 4 payrolls at most. And that means emergency cash, Mark. And every day they delay this, I feel like I'm a person on COVID in the ICU getting ever breathless, more breathless, and my oxygen saturation going down. We laid off 12 people Tuesday. We made across the board status of change cuts to from 40 to 30 or 32 hours, and eliminated a few job positions. Physicians are taking pay cuts because, frankly, unless some relief is forthcoming, I don't know how us and several other hospitals around the state are going to stay open. Now, we're not the big boys that are going to have the multiple beds for the ICUs, but we've converted our as-built 2 negative pressure isolation rooms to a 9-room unit with very nice, newly engineered. It looks like a MASH unit. We've got zippered plastic down the hallway and airtight so that we can take care of people, because we think it's not if, it's when. But and every day that Nancy Pelosi dawdles, I have to tell you, Mark, I'm going apoplectic. Michelle and my wife would have an interesting conversation off the air. We don't know what we're going to do, and I'm not alone. And so whether it's an overrun of big hospitals, and it could come to a community like St. Louis, trust me, we're seeing it up in New York. They're making makeshift morgues outside of the hospitals, and it could come to St. Louis, Columbia, Kansas City, and here in Missouri. Or whether it's just, frankly, closure of hospitals at a time when they're most desperately needed. And to see these legislators up there trying to put new green deals and carbon credits for airlines and bailouts for casinos. I actually heard some people recently saying that they're predicting a civil revolution in this country if this continues, Mark. While these people dawdle and fiddle, Rome is burning.
Randy, it's shocking to hear that risk is out there. Is there any relief in this bill targeted to rural healthcare systems?
Yeah, well, I think the good news is for all healthcare workers, they claim to be coming through with some personal protective equipment. Of course, if it's not there to be given, because it's just not in the stockpiles, because we've sold our fortunes and our national health security to China, they're going to distribute it. I know the governor has made orders from commercial vendors to the tune of, I think, a couple $1 million, and they're going to try to or $1 billion to try to redistribute that across the state. But so there's something in there for PPE for sure. There's also something allegedly that's going to try to give advance payments of the same kind of monies that rural hospitals are used to getting on their revenue stream, because they're largely Medicare funded. And Medicare doesn't pay for the actual cost. It pays for about 95% of the cost of Medicare patients. The problem is the other 30 to 40% of patients are not Medicare. They're either uninsured or they're commercial insurance. And the commercial insurers are not being a lot of help. They have not been a lot of help in healthcare for the last several years. I've gone after them tooth and nail off on and on and on. That's another story. It's just there's something in there for it. I just think it may be too little too late. And I told Senator Blunt on the thing the other day, and so did so many other people, including Charlie Shields from Truman over in Kansas City. And there were others on the line from BJC. You know, there are going to be hospitals closed because it's too little too late. There are going to be healthcare workers that come down with COVID and, yes, die. I was really stricken and stunned Saturday morning, in case anyone wants to listen. The first hour of the program, especially the first segment, was quite moving, because I had learned that a nurse that I worked with at St. Mary's Health Center in the 90s and into the 2000s, Judy Wilson, died. Judy Wilson Griffin, she died. She was the first county resident to die. She was in her 60s. And it just struck me so much. And that's going to happen again if we don't have enough damn masks and gowns and face shields, for crying out loud. Healthcare workers will die. And I don't know whether it's going to be too little or too late. And I appreciate all that the senators are doing. They're doing all they can. But this is a lack of preparedness. I have been like Paul Revere for 10 years and others like me, saying that, the onslaught is coming. The struggle is coming. We don't know from where for when. We don't know whether it's going to be an elderly population and Alzheimer's and heart disease overrunning us. We don't know whether it's going to be this or that. You cannot have a congestive heart failure, which describes a lot of inner city and rural healthcare institutions, doctor's offices, and facilities. You can't run on fumes and be at the edge of survival like a congestive heart failure patient and then put them on a stress treadmill test. They'll die.
No.
A cardiologist wouldn't even think of doing that, Mark. And I've been begging people in the healthcare system, I've been begging patients to advocate for better support of healthcare facilities and cut the regulations and cut the crap. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, to use a Reverend Wright term. This time I'm using it in exactly the right and accurate way. Forgive the soapbox, Mark, but I saw this coming, and now it's here on us, and I don't know how we're going to deal with it, my friend.
So, Randy, load me up here. Do you have a good question for Senator Blunt? Want to get him on the radio in about 45 minutes? What would you ask him this morning?
I understand there's some Medicare advance payments, and God bless Senator Blunt. He gets it. He knows it. And every time I've had a conversation with him, my wife and I were up in February. We had a great conversation with him. I think the biggest question is there a way he can expedite the money and cut through the process of statute turns into regulation, where, as we've talked about ad nauseum, regulators they can be the bane of your existence because they gum up the works. And then by the time you make the 100-page application for whatever it is they're going to come up with, you know, you're 6-8 weeks down the road and it's all over. It's all over but the shouting. So can they expedite this and worry about the reconciliation later? And yes, you know, do a little trust. We just need a little trust. We just need trust. The assumption in D.C. is that, yes, there are scam artists out there. There are people, there are doctors who claim that they see 100 Medicare patients a day and they're fraudulent. Those are the 0.001. We need the money now. We need the relief now, or else it's going to be calamity. So I think he's able to. He's got enough influence. I think he can probably help cut through the regulatory tape. Let's hope so.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Randy, thank you so much for the information. That's eye opening.
Hey man, I enjoyed it, and this is the first layer to layer broadcast. So I can't wait to hear what you call your layer. Mine's the Liberty layer. I can't wait to hear what you come up with.
You've already taken the best name. I got to come up with something else. All right, my friend. Thank you.
Take care.
You bet. Randy Tobler there. We'll get back with your calls, 314-241-9797.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so Randy Tobler's setting me to thinking here. We have to come up with a name for the broadcast center here.
I'm scared. What
in
you
West
come
County.
Up with?
Well, you know, I was thinking... But Superman already stole this from me. I was thinking Fortress of Solitude, but that's a little dramatic, don't you think?
A little bit. And you're not alone.
That's true. That's true. I was just about to send you to a picture of my dog who came over and stuck her face into my lap a minute ago. So I'm certainly not in solitude here. My family probably wishes they could
sleep in. Back to the drawing board, Mark. You got to come up with something else.
So somebody called in and recommended the conservative cave.
All right.
The
cave of conservatism. We could put that one in the running. I think we're going to have to
just start making a list. Contest. We don't have to make a decision right away. Let's think about this.
See, Denise is trying to tap the brakes here. All right.
I want a little more time with this,
too. We just need to have some suggestions, right. And we'll whittle it down to the best couple and decide from there.
And then we'll vote. We'll do a poll.
Yes.
That sounds good. Can you keep a running list for me there, Tricia?
I can,
indeed. Are you writing these down? All right.
I've only got one so far. We're not doing the Cave of Solitude. We already decided that doesn't make sense.
Oh.
Yeah, no, solitude doesn't count.
Sorry.
You're not alone.
No solitude. All
There's
right.
no bad sense. Idea in brainstorming except for that one.
Oh, nice. We have Scott online too here, right? Is he still on there?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Scott, please. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Good morning. Don't have a idea for your name, but you know, there's businesses that are converting things over, you know, hand sanitizer, making these different things. When exactly do these products come to market? Because it doesn't look like it's affected the supply that's out in the stores.
Yeah. That's a good question, Scott. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Remember when Anheuser-Busch put out the water during the floods?
Yeah.
They called it Flood Light. They got that done pretty quickly. This may be a little more of a challenge getting this stuff to market. We'll try to get an answer on that. When we come back, we'll talk to Senator Jim Talent and then Senator Roy Blunt. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.